Doing the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis. Not too complicated. So the Gemara is a little bit more than halfway down. Boy, Reb Shimon ben Pazi. So Reb Shimon ben Pazi raised the following question: Shibolas Shevia Shlish. You have a stalk, and it brought forth a shlish, one-third growth of the berry, whatever, you know, the chamesh taminim. Let's call it a wheat berry for now on, just for simplicity. Kodem la'omer, prior to the Omer, prior to the 16th day of Nisan. Ve'okra, and you uprooted it. And Rashi learns va'akra kodem la'omer. Okay, so we're going to go with Rashi right now. It's kodem la'omer. The akra is going on kodem la'omer. Okay, so shevia shlish kodem la'omer va'akra. Vishasla la'achara omer. And then he replanted it after the omer. Vahosifa. And now it grew further. It grew beyond the one third. Mahu. Basar ikarazlinan visharye omer. Or Dilma basar tosefas azlinan vaachi yavo omer haba. So what do we say? Do we go after the ikar? Whatever that means. And therefore the Omer was matir it already. And the fact that it added, we don't care. It's mutter. Or do we say no? We follow the addition, the further growth. And therefore that never experienced Tessayin, Yudzi, whatever, 60, Yudvav, Nisan. So therefore, it won't become mutter until the next Omer. Okay? So now, before we analyze that, let's just get all the facts. Two more cases you have to know. So the Gemara says, Tifshalei meha. Let's answer the question based on this. The Amar Rabbo Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yalda, Shesavcha, or Shesivcha Bezakena, Uva Peras, Afilo Hosef B'masayim Aser, Rashi. Yalda shesivcha netiya shel arla. So it's a netiya shel arla. It's the first 3 years. Uva peros and has peros on it. And then you cut the branch v'herkiva b'zakena. You grafted it to an older tree. Sha'avrula yemei arlasa. Afilo hosifu aperos b'uvi. La'achar shesivcha b'masayim shel heter. In other words, even though it increased its growth. Okay? I guess it means like in all directions. And let's say it grew 200 times greater than the original berry or fruit that was on there. In this case could be fruits. Okay? Okay, la shibimasayim shel heter yosem is shahaya sham mina iser aser. It still remains aser. Ve'afagav da arla b'teila b'masayim kidomer b'sachim. Even though we have the rule that bittel by arla is masayim to one. Okay, then he proves it. Se'acha mina masayim imosa shtei meyo shenishtayru b'bar. Okay, Mikan la'orla shebetela b'masayim. So that's the rule. Afilo hachi hacha aser. Nevertheless, over here it's going to be aser. Dechad gufahu. It's one guf. Ubasar ikar azlinan. And we go after the ikar. In other words, basically what Rashi is saying is that you cannot apply the principle of bittul here. Because it's one guf. And in bittul, bittul always means that you have a foreign, something foreign to something else, and it's mevatalit. Because that's what a bittul means. Bittul means you have something foreign to the original thing that's being mevatalit. That's the very definition and dynamics of bittul. But over here, it's all chad gufahu. So you can't employ the idea of bittul. Ubasar ikar azlinan. And you go after the ikar. So you see the fact that what? Ubasar ikar azlinan. So you go l'chumra, because you're going after the ikar, so it's considered still orla. So you see, you go after the ikar, so we should say the same thing over here. Basar ikar azlinan. Okay? That's the first proof. That's the first proof. Yeah. Now you have a case, next case. V'amar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Reb Yonasan, Botzel Sheshaslo Bekerem, V'ne'ekar HaKerem, Afila Hosif Masayim Aser. Rashi, Botzel Sheshaslo Bekerem, V'ne'ekar HaKerem, Afila Hosif Lachar Ikor HaKerem, Hagodel Beheter B'Masayim Chalakim, Yoser Mishahoyu Bo Beisar Aser Mishum Kalayim Alma Basar Ikar Azlinan. So once again, you have a growth after the situation of Isar has been removed, namely Kilaya Kerem, you remove the Kerem, and now the thing keeps on growing. So once again, Halacha is, it's considered Aser, because Basar Ikar Azlinan. So that's the, those are the rayas that the Gemara gives. I'll leave out the last part about the Chumran Kula for next time. Okay? But those are the facts. Okay?
At what point is the Kerem Ne'akar? Does it matter? Is it that there was a period of time where they grew together and then it was Ne'akar?
Yes, yes. No, that's what it means. Yeah, I'm not looking to analyze now the case of Kerem. We'll come back to that when we go down. But now let's go back to the beginning. Because let's just get the facts here clear. Okay? So, just as a matter of understanding the facts. Okay, so let's first do Rashi. So Rashi says, Shevia Shlish. Okay, so we're going back to the original case now. So you had a shiboles, and it brought forth a chita, and it was a shlish. It was one-third growth. Okay? One-third ripe, or however you put it. And that was kodem la'omer. And then you uprooted it before the omer. Okay? So Rashi says, shevia shlish, lahachi nakat shlish, dechoshiv gemar peri. Because if it's before that point, if you would have uprooted it before that point, when let's say it was 1/6, havia kishachas ba'alma, it's like mere fodder. It's nothing. It's like, you know, just, you know, junk of the land. animal feed. V'lo mahani omer l'misharye. And then the omer would never have permitted it. Okay? In other words, before shlish, it's not defined as a pri. And therefore, the omer would never have been matir it. Okay? That's what Rashi says. So they all raise a question. And it's a question that the Rav deals with, and the Rav Shurkin has it in his Harei Kedem. By I think the first piece in the Omer, in Chelek Beis. So the question is that the Gemara on Daf Ayin Aleph, Omer Aleph, openly says that the Omer is Matir Bahashrasha. Bahashrasha. Meaning that once the Shiboles took root, so then the Omer is Matir. There's no halacha of a shlish. Okay? There's no idea of a shlish. So the Rav wants to explain, that's exactly what Rashi's really trying to address. Lahachi nakat shlish, the chashav gemar peri. Makami hachi akra havia kashachas ba'alma v'lom mahani omer l'misharye. So he wanted to explain like this. He had a nice idea. That there's a qualitative difference when you talk about the heter of the omer before a shlish, the case of hishrisha, versus the case where it's havia shlish. What's the difference? That after shlish, now you're saying what emerges on this tfuah, it's considered a pri, has a din pri. And therefore, since it's a pri, the iser chadash devolves upon it. Now it's defined as a chefta shel chadash. And then the Hakravas HaOmer, or Yom Tezayin, is Matir, the Isser Chadash. And now it's defined, of course, as Yashan. So in that scenario, when you have a Pri, which means now it's defined as one of the Chameshes Haminim, so now the Chaloshem Isser Chadash can devolve upon it. And then the Omer is Matir it. It changes the definition of the object. But before Hava Shlish, you can never have an Isser Chadash. Because you don't have a Chefza Shel Ochel. You don't have a Chefza Shel Pri there. And Chadash is Machalas Asuras. So there cannot be any Isser that devolves upon it. Okay? But rather, when we say that Tvua that was Nishrisha, Kodem La Omer, okay? That means that I have something planted, and now it took root. By the way, it's machlokas, whether it's 3 days or 2 weeks, or whatever the halacha is, or whatever that machlokas is about. What's defined as hashrasha? But let's just say there was hashrasha before the omer. So, then, later, when you're coming to harvest the tfua that grew, let's say you're coming to harvest it in whenever, in June, July. So if it was Hishrisha, Kodem, the Omer, that simply designates that this is from last year's crop. And therefore the Isser Chodesh cannot devolve upon it. It's simply last year's crop. The Hashrasha defines it as being from last year. But it's not the pshat that there was an Isser Chodesh, that this thing was matir. It's simply defined as being from Shana Sha'avra, from last year. So Hishrisha simply designates which world this thing belongs to. Whereas in the question of Hevia Shlish, there you have a certain entity, a certain Chafza, and in Isser Chodesh, it now is defined as a Chafza Shel Chodesh, which requires the Matir of the Omer. Where in the other case, there is no shame that devolves upon it, it's just simply designated. The fact that it was Nishrash simply says, that's from last year's crop. And since it's from last year's crop, it's not shayach to the Isser Chodesh. Okay? That's the distinction in the two ideas. Okay? It's a, the idea that, what do you call it? What does the Gemara say there? Yeah, minayin la'omesh shematir bashrashi, using the word matir there in equivocal sense. It just simply means there's no isser. There can be no isser capable. It's incapable to have the isser devolve upon it because simply it's from last year's crop. Whereas in the other case, where you uprooted it, the minute you uprooted it before Pesach, and let's take an easy case to show the distinction in practically. In other words, if it was Hevia Shlish before the Omer, and you uprooted it, and then the Omer comes along, it's matir, that berry. Those berries are mutter. And you can make bread from them, cake from them, flour, whatever. That's it. There would be no shaila if you never replanted it. It simply became mutter, became heter. You see? But by hashrasha, it's different. In hashrasha, if you just had hashrasha and then you uprooted it before Pesach, and then you replanted it after Pesach, nobody would argue, of course that would be chadash, any berries that grew from there. Because since you uprooted it, you can't say that the rooting before Pesach defined which crop it belongs to. From last year or this year, you uprooted it. So it doesn't belong to anything. And then when you replant it now, so that's it, it's from this year now. There was no dynamic of a pre that now had a chaloshem iser and was converted to heter through a kravas haomer. So they're two qualitatively different ideas and scenarios. That's the Rav's basic idea. And based on that, that's why he holds that the Ramah's, now I can tell you quickly, the Svexfeka. So the famous Rush. The Rush wanted to be matir for the Jews in his time, and I guess for many hundred years after, that they could be, because he held that, even Tfuas Chutz Laretz is subject to the laws of Isser Chodesh, and he also held Tfuas Nachrim is subject. So now what do? Now you have a real problem. So he held that that in the average year, unless you have other facts, he held Svexveka. One suffix is maybe. What you have in the marketplace is a wheat from last year, And Eve, you tell me it's from this year's harvest, but maybe it was Nishrisha Kodem LaOmer. So they all ask a question. What kind of Svek is that? It's one shame. In other words, in order to be a Svek, you have to have two separate identities of Suffek. Okay? So they're saying it's the same Suffek here. It's simply one Suffek. Is it from this year or last year? So they didn't understand the Rush's, you know, why that Svek is good. It's one, you know, what they call, you know, in the world of Svek, it's one shame onus. Okay? Based on Atosis and Ksuvus. Okay? It's not two ideationally, two different ideas. But now, of course, the Rav's answer is very good. Explains the Rush's Svek. It's two separate things. They are completely different shamos. One question is, what is the Tfua this year? Maybe it was last year. In which case, the shame Chadash was converted to a shame Yashan. And if you tell me that what? That it really is from this year's Tfua, right? You'll say that, but no. And therefore there was no Heter of the Omer. No, but maybe it was Nishrisha Kodem LaOmer. And that designated it as last year's crop, even it never underwent a matir of the Omer. And there it's being matir the shame chadash. So it's halachically two separate svekas in concepts. And therefore it's a good sveka. Okay? That's the basic idea in the Rav. If you want to look at it better, you know, it's Simon, I see, it's Simon, Kuf Dalid in the Hare Kedem. At least in the old one. It's cool. It's the first piece of Sfiras Omer. Biyasod Heter HaOmer. Okay? Yeah. Of course today, I mean, it's not so posh at the Svek because now you get the whole problem because it's Efshel's Bar. That's a whole nother, halachic, problem by Svek Sveka. If it's Yachal is Bar, what's the halacha? A lot of guys hold it. It's no different than any other Suffek that, Yachal is Bar, you gotta be Var. And today, you got all these codes and the ways to find out what the real story of these things are. So anyhow. So that's the story. Okay? But I'm just bringing it in here just so you should have the facts when we come in here, because you're going to start asking questions about Hashrasha. We're not dealing with that case. We're dealing with a case that it was Hevia Shlish, and therefore the Omer was really Matir, the Shlish, the Pri. But now the guy decides, and of course now you can appreciate Reb Shimon Bazi's Kasha, he didn't care about Hashrasha. He has a pre that's mutter. But now the guy decides to replant it. And now it's Hosifa. Now how do you look at it? That's what his question is. I think by having the Rav's backdrop, you know, his idea, it gives you a better appreciation of what his kasha was, what his iboya was. Okay? All right. Any questions? When the Gemara says that it's the word matir by Hashrasha, it just simply means it's koveya. The Omer is the koveya that this is let Shana Sha'avra's crop. And therefore, of course, it's mutter. But it's not a matir like in a dynamic sense. It's just a koveya. It's not like it became, it was chadash. The chadash can only devolve upon food. That's pre. It's just simply a designator. It's a koveya. To emphasize, that's exactly the point that Rashi is, that's exactly what the Rav's point was. That's what this Rashi is coming to tell you. That's exactly. Lahachi nakat shlish. Why did Reb Shimon Pazi give that case? Because he couldn't give the case of his shrisha, because his shrisha is a completely different idea. And wouldn't fit into Reb Shimon ben Pazi's question. Reb Shimon ben Pazi's question is that once you have a pre that became mutter, that underwent the Omer and now was changed from a Chaloshem Yichadash to Yashan, and now you replant it after the Omer and it grows, the pre grows further, what do you say? Basar Ikaraz Linan? And say it's mutter, however you define that, but it's mutter because you're going after the Iker, and the Iker was already hutar al yedei ha'omer, or do you say, one second, it grew more. And that grew more, that Tosefes never experienced the heter ha'omer. That's his question. That's why he bedafka, that's what Rashi says, lahachi nakat shlish, the choshev gemar pri, velo mahani omer lemisharye. That's why he gave that case. Ashrusha case wouldn't be applicable. What did you do? You did Ashrusha before the Omer, then you picked it up before the Omer too, and then you replanted it? Of course that's Asr. It's nothing to talk about. It's a different dynamic, a totally different concept. That's it. Okay. I think...